So good morning, everyone. I know it's nice and cool out here, but thank you all for coming. Thank you all for joining in. And like I say, I want to keep telling you that depending on the weather right now, if it looks like Sunday's going to be a beautiful Sunday next week, we'll be outside again. If it's looking like it's going to be nasty and rainy, then we'll have to move inside. But we're going to continue to have church. So I'm glad you're all here today. And we've got Bob Kimber here this morning. Good to see you, Bob. He's on Zoom. And I know that many others. I see Kathy and John Cook. They're on Zoom this morning, too. And so, but it's good to see everyone. And we're going to have a good time praising the Lord this morning. Amen. I hope you all had a good week. There's something I was going to mention today. Is Lizzie here? Is Lizzie here? Okay, she'll be right back. Well, I got to tell you about Lizzie a little bit here in a minute. She, huh? I want to hear all about that. I don't want to embarrass her, but I'll wait a few minutes to tell about that. So, we have Jessica here this morning with us, right? Amen. Yeah, she's going to bring the announcements to us. And all right.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning, Jesse.
So today is October 25th.
It is.
Woo!
If we didn't say it earlier, radio is 92.1 today. So we will be having Sunday School for Children on Sundays from 9:45 to 10:15. It'll be in the church basement with the CDC guidelines followed. Bible quizzing will be in the fellowship Wednesday nights at 6:30 and Sunday nights at 5.
Wednesday night. Did you say Wednesday night?
I haven't gotten to our
okay.
So we were having our Bible studies on Wednesday nights at 6:30 at the church or Zoom, and Friday nights at 6:30 in the fellowship hall or Zoom. We are still taking donations for new chairs for the sanctuary. If you'd like to donate, if you just mark your check or envelope with chairs. This Saturday, October 31st, in the morning, 10 a.m. to noon, we will have our grocery giveaway. If you would like to donate money or donate food, if you just have it here by the church by Wednesday, October 28th, so they can get the bags around. Also, on October 31st, from 5 to 7, we'll have our trunk or treat with guidelines being followed. We are doing the Operation Christmas Child Shoebox Collection. If you'd like to participate in this, we do have boxes available in the church. We just need these boxes back by November 15th so we can get them to the collection site. For children's workers, there is a modified Spark program on November 7th from 10 a.m. to noon, and it'll be on Zoom.
And if you want to come here, you can join in with us here, and we'll Zoom from the church if we want to sit in the sanctuary and watch it.
There is a reminder, Daylight Saving Time ends November 1st. Happy birthday today to Randy Sutherland and Logan Wiseman, and then happy anniversary to Jack and Nina Shepherd.
Oh, happy anniversary. See, that'd be a good gift. New jacket. Heated jacket. Yeah. They can hear that. Well, again, good morning, everyone. Yeah, just so you know, our Wednesday nights, we've kind of transitioned to a praise and worship, starting out on beginning of service, and then I've actually just been doing a full service. I've been preaching on Wednesday night, and I want to continue doing that. And, you know, I just love to share the word. And our Friday nights have been good. We've been having going through the book of Romans. We just did chapter 9, and really good. It really been good. And I wanted to mention about Elizzy over here. She went to state in cross country, and out of 90 plus, I don't know exact number, but it was in the mid 90s runners, she placed 20th out of 90 runners. And so that is quite an accomplishment. So good job, Liz. Good job. In the pouring down rain now, mind you. So that's dedication right there. So I'm proud of her for that. But good to see you all. I know it's cold, so we're going to move right into worship. Good to see visitors here this morning. What's this about? I want to say good to see visitors here this morning. I got a cousin of mine that's here, Janice Hartline. It's always good to see her. And glad she's joining in with us. And we have a young lady over here, and I apologize deeply. I don't want to say your name wrong. And we're good. Glad to see her. So say hi. And anyway, Carla's got something apparently to say.
I do. You know, I told you to leave the meeting a couple weeks ago, and you thought maybe you were in trouble. But
well, no, I was waiting for my pink slip.
Something else, yeah. So the month of October is Pastor Appreciation Month, and we had some people to give gifts and cards, and you have a card here from the church for you for Pastor Appreciation.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
It says to our pastor, the truth found in the Bible offers hope and so much more. Your dedication to God's word is something we're grateful for. Christ is surely the answer. May he strengthen you today, for even God's finest get weary, helping others along life's way. Wisdom, guidance, loving concern, and encouragement meant so much. Our prayers for you, dear pastor, is God's ever-refreshing touch. Blessings to you always. And apparently there's pie.
Oh, my goodness.
Do not drop
the pie. There's a backstory to that. I did drop one of these pies once. Oh, my goodness. That right there.
Yeah, have me take it inside.
Yeah. Hang on to that, Carla.
I will.
Oh.
Brenna, I might have a party inside.
Oh. Well, thank you. Thank you. I don't know what to say. I don't know what to say. I don't cry very often, but... But thank you. The pie made me cry. Yeah, that took it over the top. Thank you all so much. I'm honored to be your pastor. It really is a great honor for me. It's a great honor to serve the Lord. And I just want to show, I want to do for him all that I can do. And it's all about serving him. And, but part of my job is serving you guys, and I want to be a good servant. And so, but thank you. Thank you all for your dedication to this church. Thank you all for your dedication to the Lord. And thank you all for being my friend. And I better quit there because I'll be crying. I know that Leanne would have been here this morning, but I got to share this a little bit. Leanne's sad this morning. Our little dog, that she's had for 14 years, got hit by a car and was killed. And so it kind of upset her a little bit. So, and anybody that's had dogs understands that. And they become part of your family. And so a sad morning at the house. So, you know, life goes on, and we come and here this morning to praise the Lord, And I know it's a little bit cold out here, but I just feel warm inside. My spirit is full of love and gratitude for you guys, but most of all, my Lord and Savior. And so we come here to worship Him this morning, so...
Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. Oh, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God. Born of His Spirit, washed in His blood. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, perfect delight.
Visions of rapture have burst on my sight.
Angels descending above, echoes of mercy, whispers of love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. Perfect submission, all is at rest. I in my Savior and happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with His goodness, washed in His love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long.
Amen. Amen. Is that your story today? Amen. I know the breeze is blowing up here a little bit, so I was having a little bit of trouble with my papers. It goes one direction and it goes another. But I always encourage, man, it's always good to see Brother Curley when the Holy Spirit gets on you. Amen. It just warms your soul.
In the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, in the morning, when I rise, give me Jesus, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus, you can have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I am alone, when I am alone, when I am alone, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. When I come to die, when I come to die, when I come to die, give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. Give me Jesus. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. You can have all this world. Give me Jesus.
Amen. Amen. Give me Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. One more. Amen. Get situated here.
In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When the solid ground is falling out from underneath my feet, between the black skies and the red eyes, I can barely see. When I realize I've been sold out by my friends and my family, I can feel the rain reminding me. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the storm, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when the winds are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. When my hopes and dreams are far from me and I'm running out of faith, I can see your picture slowly fade away. And when the tears of pain and heartache are pouring down my face, I find my peace in Jesus' name. In the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm.
in the eye of the storm, you remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. You remain in control. In the middle of the war, you guard my soul. You alone are the anchor when my sails are torn. Your love surrounds me in the eye of the storm. Amen. Amen. Good. Amen. Thank you. Thank you, everyone. I really appreciate the girls up here and Jack and Noah and all they do to come and help and set up and tear down and all those great things that keep the church going. And we all have many roles to play in the church, and there's always something to do. So I really appreciate everyone. And thank you again for the cards and the gift. And I know they're going to be good. It'll give me something to do this afternoon and to read. Amen. I tell you, can everybody hear me okay this morning? I try to keep it up. Amen. D.L. Moody once said, "The measure of a man is not how many servants he has, but how many men he serves." That's a good quote, isn't it? You know, it's about servanthood, you know, being a Christian. Our Christian life is more about being a servant than most people think. You know, by Matthew chapter 7, it says, "By their first fruit, by their fruit, you will recognize them." It also says in a different translation, "You can tell what they are by what they do." There's more to being a Christian than saying that you are a Christian. And servanthood is really the element, the key element of our Christian life. It comes from the heart. And there's some things that are very evident in our Christian life. Oh, I've got a scripture in John 13. John 13. Very powerful scripture here. Very powerful story about Jesus and servanthood. What it really means to be a true servant. So let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your word. I thank you for all the blessings that you've given me, Lord. I just want to honor you. I want to humble myself before you today, Lord. Lord, and I pray that your Holy Spirit just remove anything from me that may hinder your word from being heard. Lord, remove anything that may hinder your word from being received. Lord, let our hearts be warmed by your Holy Spirit. Lord, we just surrender ourselves to you in Jesus' name. Amen. It says, "It was just before the Passover festival, and Jesus knew that the hour had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The evening meal was in progress, and the devil had already prompted Judas, the son of Simon Iscariot, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he could come from God, and that had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took off his outer clothing, and he wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, 'Lord, are you going to wash my feet?' And Jesus replied, "You do not realize now what I'm doing, but later you will understand." "No," said Peter, "you shall never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no part with me." "Then, Lord," Simon Peter replied, "not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well." And Jesus answered, "Those who have had a bath need only to wash their feet. Their whole body is clean. And you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he had finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and he returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. Very truly, I tell you, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Wow, such a humble act of servanthood that Jesus left as an example. He said, "I've left this example to you." And the key element here is servanthood, and it comes from the heart. And, you know, but we see an enthusiasm, and I think that's one of the first key elements in servanthood, is it has to be done with enthusiasm. And what do I mean by that? How do you know you are serving from the heart? Because you're enthusiastic about doing it. If you're serving out of duty or out of obligation, it doesn't work that way. Really, ask God to give you a heart of a servant. You know, it's not about obligation, because that's what the Jews, they were so tied up in living by the law, that it was more of an obligation than it was from the heart. And God says, Jesus is saying it's more than that. Ask God to give you a heart like a servant. And Peter said, "Wash all of me." Peter said, "I want it all. Not just my feet, I want it all." That's what I want this morning. Do you want that this morning? You don't want just part of Jesus. You don't want just a little bit of Jesus, but you want all. You know, we don't just get cleansed a little bit. Not just a little bit. We get cleansed through and through. We get clean all the way through. You know, it's not so hard when you do what you love to do. Why? When you're doing what you love to do, no one has to motivate you. No one had to motivate Jesus to love his disciples. It's what he loved to do. It's what he wanted to do. We don't do it for rewards or applause or payment. But the opposite is true. When you don't love to serve, and you don't do it from the heart, you are easily discouraged. It's easy to get discouraged. You know, I believe that the level of servanthood that you do in your life, it reveals the level of maturity that you have with your Savior. And I'll ask you this morning, how's your spiritual heartbeat? You know, how's your spiritual heartbeat? Are you full of the Holy Spirit? Are you full of His mercy and grace? Are you seeking and searching after Him? You might ask, how do I get to love it? Well, it's a choice. It's a choice that we make every day. We have to get up and serve Him. We have to get up and take up our cross and follow Him every day. It's a choice that we make. You know, enthusiasm is what motivates us to finish our assignment, to complete our commitment, and to keep our word. You know, we don't walk around with our heads down saying, well, I got to go to church. Oh, it's early. Oh, well, it's late. Oh, I got to go. Well, I got to go sing. You wouldn't want me as a pastor to be that way, would you? You wouldn't want me to say, well, I guess I got to go preach. I guess I got to go sing and I got to go visit somebody. You wouldn't want that. You would want me to be enthusiastic, right? You would want that from a pastor. Well, it's not just pastors. It's all of us. If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, Jesus wants people who love to do what they do. Why? Because they love Him. They trust Him. Faithful servants rest when needed, but never retire. Amen. We never retire. You know, we also must be one, we must be a people who empower others. I'm here to motivate. I'm here to encourage. I want to empower you to serve the Lord better than you ever have before. But that's what each of us should be doing. We need to encourage each other. Paul said to spur each other along. What? In love. We do that. We spur each other along. We encourage each other. That's why I love my church family. I love being together with you. I like my alone times. I like my times when I can pray and I can study. I like those times, but I enjoy being with the body of Christ when I can be encouraged. It encourages me. And I appreciate the cards and the gifts. I do. I appreciate that. But I don't do it for that. I don't do it for that. I do it because I love Jesus. And I know what He done for me. I know what He's done for me in my life. And I want to serve Him in any way that I can. You know, when we empower others best when we make ourselves available. I know sometimes that's not easy. Even as a pastor, sometimes it's not easy. Yesterday, Leanne was wanting some lunch. And so it just came to my mind. I thought, well, I'll just run over to the farmstead store, which is right, you know, we look out our front window. There it is. I'll run over there, and they make grilled sandwiches. I don't know if you've had their grilled sandwiches, but they make really good grilled sandwiches. You can go in there and pick out what you want. So I decided I'd go over there and get a hot grilled sandwich for lunch. So I drove over there and I ordered the sandwiches, and I'd stood there for a long time waiting on the sandwiches because they're pretty busy. And so I got my sandwiches, and they're, of course, you know, they're nice and warm, and I'm thinking I got to hurry, get them back over to the house before they get cooled off. And I was getting ready to walk out the door, and somebody hollered, "Hey, Randy, you got a minute?" And I'm like, okay. You know, it's not always convenient because my thought was, I've got these hot sandwiches. Leanne's at home. She's hungry. She gets cranky when she gets hungry. I got to take these hot sandwiches to her. But you know what? The Holy Spirit spoke to me, and you're not a servant unless you serve when it's not convenient. Sometimes it's inconvenient, and you serve anyway. We get interrupted sometimes in our day, and interruptions are often. Now listen, interruptions are often divine appointments to serve and impact somebody. And there was a man there that I hadn't talked to in quite some time, and he shared with me that he had lost his wife to cancer. And tears came to his eyes, and we sit there and we talked, and I forgot about the sandwiches. And you know, there's really no words that I could ever say that would be right or comforting other than just listen. And that's all he was wanting, is somebody to just listen. And I don't know how long we were there, but it was quite some time. Sometimes we're interrupted, but sometimes God said, I didn't know. I didn't even know I was going to go over there, but just something in my mind clicked and said, go over there. I believe that God wanted me to go over there for a special reason, and I think it was so that I could talk to that man. Or he could just talk to me. I believe that. I believe that I had a divine appointment with that man. And it's not the first time this has happened to me in my life. I remember one time I was driving back from up north from a class meeting that I had. And my belly was starting to growl. And it had been a long road trip, and I thought, you know what, I'm going to pull over at the next place. And I missed my exit, the place I wanted to stop. And I was frustrated because I missed my exit. And I thought, well, I'll just go on down to Mount Vernon, and I'll go there. So I ended up, I go to Mount Vernon, and I pull into McDonald's. And as I got out of my car, and I noticed a man sitting on the sidewalk there at McDonald's. And I started to open the door and go in. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and said, you need to go talk to that guy. I've told this story before. Some of you have heard it. But I went over and I talked to the guy and I said, how you doing? He said, how you think I'm doing? He's homeless. I said, I know that was kind of a dumb question, wasn't it? I said, let me pray for you. I said, what do you need? He said, well, we've come to find out he was from down in this area. He'd been running on some bad, hard times. And so I thought, well, let me pray for you. I'll pray for God to open up some doors for you. So I prayed with him. I went in and got him something to eat. I come back out, started to get my truck, and a guy was sitting in a truck next to where I was parked, and he rolled his window down. He said, hey, had tears in his eyes. He said, I saw you pray with that guy. He said, what's he need? I said, he's looking for a job. He said, I need somebody to help me. He said, I broke my back. And he said, I need somebody that can just help me. And he said, I've even got a room for him to stay. I felt so overwhelmed. I felt so overwhelmed, and I was able to pray with him because of his back. He said he'd been out of church for a long time, and I got to share Jesus with him again. And he said, I'm going to start back in church. He said, I believe God sent you here for a reason. And he said, God just opened my eyes up. Divine appointments. Servanthood will lead you into divine appointments. Interruptions in life, sometimes we think that's what we look at. That's the way we see it. But just remember, it may be at a divine appointment. It may be something God's asking you to do. Sometimes we're there just to listen, and sometimes we're there to meet the need. Sometimes we have to be sensitive. And I've never had a divine appointment scheduled. I'll tell you that. It's always when you don't think, it's always when you don't realize it's going to happen, that it happens. And I have to say, there was a negative thought that hit my head at first because I didn't want my sandwiches to get cold. But the Holy Spirit spoke to me and I knew. Some of you may think, well, that's you, Pastor. Let me tell you something. I know a lot of people that are not pastors. They're just living for Jesus, and they have divine appointments almost every day. I've heard story after story. Just absolutely blesses your heart. Don't ever think that God can't use you in some way. Don't think you have to wait for the right time either. Ecclesiastes 11:4 says, if you wait for perfect conditions, you will never get anything done. Amen. Too many of us fear. I lived in fear for a long time, but I believe that too many live in fear. They fear that they're not good enough to serve, or they think they have to be a superstar or a pastor or something, a leader. But you don't. You just have to be obedient. You just have to be a listener. You just have to be a servant. You know, the Bible tells us to not focus on ourselves, but to focus on others. That's what Jesus was saying. It's not always about you. It's about others. Love your neighbor as yourself. He says it many times. When Jesus took off his robe and grabbed a towel, his focus wasn't on himself. He humbled himself to wash the feet, the dirty, nasty feet of his disciples. Galatians 1:10 says, put on the apron of humility to serve one another. You know, Jesus showed how we should be with others. Our focus should be on others simply out of love. Like I said before, when you do what you love to do, you get good at it. I love being a pastor. One of these days I hope to get good at it. I love being a Christian. I love being a follower of Jesus Christ. I love it. I'm enthused about it. I'm excited when church day comes. I'm excited when it's Wednesday night. I'm excited when it's Sunday morning. I'm excited about it because I love what I do. If I didn't love what I do, I shouldn't be here. Passion drives perfection. I heard a guy say that one time. Passion drives perfection. I'm not perfect right now, but one of these days, my passion will drive me to a point of perfection. When I step over into heaven and see my Savior face to face. Amen. And I ask you this morning, are you giving your best for Him? Are you giving your best for Jesus? Are you serving with enthusiasm and excitement and in love because you love being a Christian? You love knowing the Savior that died for you, that gave all for you. One thing I've learned, a couple things I've learned, if you don't care about a task, it's unlikely you will excel at it. If you don't care about what you're doing, you're not going to excel at it. If you don't care about being a good Christian, it's unlikely that you will excel at it. Come on. If you don't care about the church, it's unlikely the church will prosper. That's why it takes all of us. It takes all of us serving with love and humility, helping the one another's, helping each other, serving each other, growing this church. It takes all of us. Are you giving your best? Are you giving your best to Jesus? Are you giving your best to the church? It's not really about what you're able to do, but whatever you're able to do, God wants you to do it. And He wants you to do it to the best of your ability. many of us have different gifts. We're gifted to do different things, and sometimes it's not about playing music or speaking or teaching. Sometimes it's just about being a good listener, a good encourager. The size of the assignment never becomes an issue when it comes to God. Let me tell you something, young people, little leaders, I call them. Sometimes they think they're not big enough to do the things that God wants them to do, but let me tell you something, God uses everyone, and whoever He wants to use, He'll use them. Whoever has a desire to serve Him, He'll use. Don't ever think that you can't serve. We got a couple young ladies that have been coming and teaching Sunday school, and I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them. Their heart, they love it. Their heart, they're enthused about coming and serving. They love doing it. Man, if we could all have that same desire. We look at Jesus as an example. He's willing to wash the feet of His disciples. He helps children. He serves the lepers. It wasn't all about serving the wealthy, and was it? Jesus did not serve in spite of His greatness, but because of His greatness. Sometimes God gives us these small assignments and often shows it's teaching moments. I remember when Paul was shipwrecked. He was a prisoner at that time and he was shipwrecked. And the first thing he did was he started gathering firewood for all the others so he could build a fire to get them warm. His heart was just geared towards being a servant. You know, there's a few ways, two ways that I've learned that you can serve. You'll serve upward to those in authority, and you'll serve downward to those in need. And that's what we do. But there's one, and I think it's the highest level of servanthood that we can do, and that's the one that's unseen. It's not about look at me. So I challenge you this morning. Are you giving your best? Are you being a good servant? Are you listening and being obedient? Are you willing to put the towel around your waist and serve others in humility? And how's your spiritual heartbeat today? I pray that the Holy Spirit fills each and every one of you to overflowing. Let the Holy Spirit warm your hearts. A Spirit-filled life is what we seek and need. Let's pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank You, Lord, for Your Word. Lord, I've spoken it. Lord, I said what I believe You told me to say. Lord, just let it be a seed growing in our hearts, Lord, that we may humble ourselves and serve others like You served. Lord, You Yourself said You came here to serve. And it wasn't the healthy that needed you. It was the sick. So, Lord, I pray, Lord, help us to be good servants. Help us to grow and to mature. Lord, and we praise you and we thank you. Keep us safe. Keep us strong. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Amen. Thank you all for coming this morning. I hope you didn't get too cold. And I tell you what, I'm blessed. I love you all. Thank you all again. Have a wonderful day. And I'll see you on Wednesday. Amen. Have a good church service on Wednesday. Friday night Bible study. And I'll see you on Sunday morning.